Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They are so fed up. It's crazy. You know, there's actually like a similarity there. It's different, but there's a lot of crossover between Steelers and Penn State fans. And for whatever reason, it's like they both decided this year that they were just done with the guy. You know, like Franklin, you know, last year Penn State was a play away from the national championship game. They won 13 games, but they put so much into this year that when they lost to Oregon, it was just like, I mean, I know people that were like, done. They lost one game. After they lost the first game this year, they lost the home whiteout game to Oregon. People were like, oh, we're done. Fire this guy. He can't win the big one. Sick of him. Get him out of here. And it feels like Steelers fans are sick of the commitment to a little bit better than mediocrity.
That is Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider, giving us his take on the discontentment in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. I love the Franklin comparison. We'll get to that in a second. But Mark Schlereth coming up in 1 hour's time. He's going to be on Browns Titans this Sunday as hopefully we can get another win here for your Cleveland Browns. But I do think it was interesting that he made the Franklin comparison, because Franklin has since been named the Virginia Tech head coach, and today he flipped 10 Penn State commitments.
Yeah.
And that got Nittany Lions fans' attention.
So one thing I did have in quick hits that we didn't get to, obviously, was he showed up with some crumble cookies.
Yeah.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
That's a power move. I
Even
love
if he
that.
Didn't mean to do it, it ends up being a great bit by happenstance.
He meant to do it. He meant to do it.
If you guys didn't know, it's because Crumble Cookie CEO made sure to keep Kalani Sitake, the BYU head coach. He stepped up to keep him at BYU and not go to Penn State. I still don't believe that was that. I don't believe. Like, I really think that it's got to be like DeBoer. It's got to be somebody coaching this weekend for Penn State. I can't imagine they've swung and missed. Like,
I mean, your only option is to just throw a bunch of money at Brian Kelly, who'd rather golf than coach right now.
Or call John Gruden. Let's get it.
Hey, Gruden comes up in every coaching thing that we talk about now. It's really funny to me.
But South Florida didn't name him the head coach, so all right. I'm saying he's available.
Gruden to Penn State.
Yeah, you get the double Gruden, because then Jay will be his offensive coordinator.
Okay.
And podcaster.
Well, and because Jay Gruden and Coach Riz have such a nice relationship together and a previous working relationship, we basically have the inside track to Penn State football.
And maybe Lance goes to Penn State in a couple years. Maybe we follow him as his lackeys. Our basic job would be, great job, Coach.
Way to get it done out there.
That's
to get it done.
That's the way ball's meant to be played. All right.
I do think there's value that we could offer up to a college football team in this discussion. And what it would be is basically, you know, like people have like PR firms to basically make sure they don't step in it.
Yeah.
We would be just the level-headed version of that. The one that would be like, so this is what they're going to say. The unfiltered, like this is it. This is the reality. And then maybe they would take our advice. Maybe they wouldn't.
I think it's crazy that anyone thinks the Steelers fans are more upset than Browns fans are right now.
They're really mad. I mean, I'm really mad here, though, too. I guess in both equations, you can say, what else did you expect, though?
How so? Oh, because of the Aaron Rodgers stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of like in both equations, I feel like that's the, if you start there, you're going to end the adventure at the same point. What's amazing to me, though, is whether or not the Steelers fans can put this thing into overdrive enough to actually force the Rooney's hand into making a decision that they just don't like to make.
I just think, okay, like here to me is the simple difference. Steelers fans are mad that Mike Tomlin hasn't gotten the quarterback right and that they're stuck in, we can make the playoffs, but we won't win in the playoffs. Browns fans are mad because the Browns traded the first quarterback that's given you any hope in the last 20 years to replace him with a guy that was supposed to be an upgrade and help you win Super Bowls, who is sued for over 20 sexual assault allegations, who then became the worst trade in NFL history, which also wrecked the team because of the assets you gave up. And oh, this year is basically a lost year because of all their previous sins. Which one of those sounds like somebody would be more angry about?
No, our struggle is definitely worse than the Steelers fans. That's not the competition.
But I think my point is, I think this, like for the Steelers, I understand it's a culmination of not winning a playoff game since 2016. I do understand that. That fury cannot be the fury of, and by the way, it's not even about those things. It's about Haslam's reign of terror in general.
Okay, but over the weekend, one stadium was filled with fire Tomlin chants and booing during Renegade, which is a thing I've never heard them do before.
And stadium wasn't filled at all.
Wasn't filled at all. The other stadium was $6 tickets, and you can get in for the price of a sandwich. So, if you're just measuring pure and utter outrage for right now, it feels like the Steelers fans do have us beat.
Except we skipped outrage and we went straight to apathy.
Well, and that's it.
I don't say we because I'm still pissed.
Like, if we wanted to judge this, I don't know, right after the injury to Deshaun Watson last year, or maybe even 2 years ago. Like, the problem, and this is maybe where the Browns have just pulled the wool over everyone's eyes, is the idea that we've not necessarily healed from Deshaun. We're still feeling the ramifications of it, but they want us to be almost healed from it, and it's to act as if it didn't just happen within the previous couple years. And we've all collectively just kind of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Accepted it at this point.
Yeah, it's like in a bad relationship when the person who is who is the abuser, mm-hmm. then goes to the victim. Oh, you're not over that?
Yeah.
That was like 3 weeks ago. I don't know why you're still upset about that.
No, I mean, we got every right to be upset by it, but I think for the Steelers fans, I think right now it's so fresh and and we've been doing fire Tomlin conversations for about 2 years from now, but this last weekend
Pony's been trying to get.
It's been a long time.
Tomlin fired since my first year in Carolina.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
So I've never
seen them so almost collectively unanimous in this discussion, though.
I think the difference
that part is different to me.
We played James Harrison's rant about Mike Tomlin. He's a good coach. He's not a great coach. There's some sour grapes with James Harrison and Mike Tomlin. But Ben Roethlisberger, who by all accounts has had a great relationship with Mike Tomlin, he was on the Footballin' podcast. And it sure sounds like he's turned on Mike Tomlin.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's a clean house time. Maybe it is. Maybe it's time. And I like Coach Tomlin. I have a lot of respect for Coach Tomlin. But maybe it's best for him, too.
Sure.
Maybe a fresh start for him is what's best. Whether that's in the pros, maybe go be Penn State's head coach. You know what he would do in Penn State? He'd probably go win national championships because he's a great recruiter.
So one.
That was insulting.
Yeah. Well, by the way, remember, I can't remember what the college job was, but remember when somebody asked Tomlin if he would leave Pittsburgh to go do like a blue blood college job and he lost his ever loving mind?
I read Brooke Pryor today, who covers the Steelers. She was like, I can't wait for the first person to ask him.
So we should send Shadell.
What about the Penn State job? Oh, we totally would.
Yeah.
Do they have a Shadell on their
beat? Got brass ones, and I believe Jeff Shadell just does not care.
Do they have Jerry Dulac, that version?
You think Shadell's going to be intimidated by Mike Tomlin?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
That actually would be funny. We can rent out Shadell for hire across different teams across the country.
Whatever diabolical question you want the head coach of your favorite team to be asked, we're going to, for a 50% surcharge, we will send Jeff Shadell in.
You roll him up there for $49.99 and a TGI Fridays gift card, and he's gone.
Well, yeah, no,
he's
no,
in
no.
your city tomorrow.
We're like his pimps, okay? We get paid, and then we give Jeff a percentage of those earnings.
I would love to see Tomlin's answer. I would love. What, the weird thing about yesterday with Tomlin.
I do want a business card that says Jeff Shadell's pimp. I do want that.
You want that? People can print those for you. We can do that.
But I want it to mean something.
I don't think it's going to mean anything when it says Jeff Shadell's pimp on it.
Jeff, where's my money?
Where's my money? You turn into like the scene from Family Guy with Stewie. Yeah. Stewie yeah. and Brian.
This is off the rails.
Yes, it is.
Did you hear how Tomlin spoke yesterday?
Where he was basically...
He just basically resigned to the idea that, yeah, I'm not very good right now.
I
deserve the fire Tomlin chance. And if you ask me what I am, I'm 6-6. Oof.
So what which, by the way, is like a Super Bowl for Jimmy Haslam. What I will say is, it's different when Roethlisberger says it. Like that, like, I don't love his framing of it, but it's really more for Mike than it is for us. That's a cop out. But like, him saying that has absolute weight, whereas James Harrison says a lot of crazy crap. Like the James Harrison thing, I was like, well, that's not great that James is saying that, but he's got history with Tomlin that's not 100% great, and this, that, and the other. When Roethlisberger says it, one, I think less of Ben Roethlisberger. Like, have some scruples, Ben. All right, that man stood by you through some pretty awful things, and you're like, 6-6? Not for me, sir. but I think it is different when Roethlisberger said it. I still don't think it's happening. But Roethlisberger saying what he said this late in the season makes me wonder if maybe there's more of a chance than I've ever given it.
I just want to know who they'd line up as the successor there, because it's the closest thing to a Supreme Court justice job that you'd find in the NFL, being hired as the Steelers head coach.
Randy Fichtner, can we get him out of witness protection?
Marcus Freeman keeps coming across as a name that a lot of people just keep throwing out there. Like, it'd be one of those type of guys where you're like, you basically, when you sign up for the job, it's like a 15-year runway, which is insane.
Are Steelers fans more frustrated than Browns fans? In my opinion, they're not. And they also need to shut up. 216-474-0092. And, all right, it's a catch. You get what you finally want, but you got to pay for it. The Browns Dilemma in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.